Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Good morning, this is Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word broadcast. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. What an exciting week we've got coming up this week, Plunge in the Park. Oh, the body of Christ is gathering together at Bell Park downtown on Ramsey Lake Sunday morning at 10 o'clock to do citywide baptisms, and you can still be part of it today. You know, All Nations started this many years ago as something they did, and they've opened it up, and many different churches are participating, and it's now become a citywide event, Plunge in the Park. If you've never been baptized and you desire to be baptized in water as an expression of your faith, come join us Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Right there at Bell Park on Ramsey Lake. There's going to be live praise and worship. There's going to be multiple pastors baptizing people from many different avenues of denomination. And we're just encouraging you to come join us. There's food afterwards, and it's going to be live across this great network. If you'd like to get baptized, I'd like you to call us. I'm going to give you my personal cell phone. If you'd like to be baptized, you can call me. I'd like to talk to you because we can still get it set up for you, and you can be part of it. My number is 701-561-8657. 701-561-8657. That's my number. Call me. I'd like to speak to you about being baptized. Join us if you're part of the body of Christ and you'd like to come join us and celebrate baptisms, do so. I'd like to encourage you to do that. Plunge in the Park this Sunday, 10 o'clock. Well, you know, we've been talking about constant, solid realities in a shifting world. Can you be absolutely certain in the midst of uncertainty? Can you stand on the solid rock and know that what you're believing is the truth? Well, we're looking at the belief system of people. And see, beliefs are this. Let me just tell you. Beliefs are the ideas that you have a commitment to and support that represent you. Your beliefs are positions that you endorse. Beliefs express your attitudes about things and your way of thinking and looking at things. Beliefs dictate your approach and outlook to life. They are the views and opinions that you have accumulated. As we've been dealing with the foundations in people's life, we've been asking a lot of different questions, and our series is entitled Constant, Solid Realities in a Shifting World, and we've asked questions that people want to know the answers to. Here's just a few of them. How can there be a good God when there's so much evil and suffering in the world? Well, we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to give you some insight into that. And you can request our series, or you can come be part of it on Sunday mornings at 1621 Valley View Road right there in Valcarron if you're in the greater Sudbury area. How about this one? How can the Bible be trusted? How can the Bible be trusted? Wasn't it just written by men? You see, that's the danger of even those that call Jesus, Lord and Savior, and believe in the Bible. Somehow the credibility and the inerrancy, that means the perfection and the fullness and the completeness of our word that we've gotten is no longer being trusted. We've put other books on par with the Bible. We've put our feelings on par with the Bible. But see, the Bible calls us to understand God and to know God's nature. The Bible calls us to study it because it says Jesus himself spoke and said, you think you have eternal life and search the scriptures, for in them they are they that testify of me. We're after your belief system. We want the foundations of your belief system to be solid and shakable, because as I've been preaching on breakthrough, the Lord said, Jeff, many of my people are not receiving breakthroughs because they're not saturated with my word. And remember, the Word of God, it says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It also says there's an anointing, there's a power in the preached Word. That's why we're on the air preaching this gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ is still the only way. It's still the cross. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. There's not many ways, there's one way. There's not many truths, there's one truth. And as you understand, truth is the highest form of reality. And your belief system has to be challenged. And don't tell me your belief system has never changed. At one time in my life, I didn't believe some of the things I now believe. I'll say the same thing to you right now. At one time in your life, you didn't believe some of the things that you now believe. Something has affected your belief system, and my question is what? As a Christian, our belief system should be built on the solid rock of God's Word. If you're searching for Christ, if you're searching for spiritual answers, which most people are, because all forms of religion, and I'll say religion, you know, are ways to come to enlightenment. That's right, enlightenment. But Jesus and the Bible bring revelation, illumination, and it's about a relationship, not about just rules and regulations. It's not about a system. It's about a person. And see, God wants to have a relationship with you. And I encourage you, no matter where you're at in this pursuit of a relationship with God, that you would open your heart right now. I want to pray for you. There are many needs out there. There are people trapped in addiction. That's right, I'm talking to you right now. There's something that has a stronghold in your life and you just can't seem to shake it. You don't want to be that way, but you're trapped. Every time you try and take a step out, you seem to get knocked back down, or you come out for just a short period of time and then you seem to fall back into the same trap. Can I tell you something? You have an enemy of your soul out there. You have an enemy that wants to keep you broken. You have an enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You have an enemy that wants to keep you in blindness and in lies and wants to bring confusion into your life. But you have a Savior, and His name is Jesus, the Christ, the Lord God Almighty. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, you can take authority in situations in your life and you can break the assignment of the evil one. You can receive Christ as Lord and as Savior. Don't just believe on the Lord Jesus. Follow Him. You see, to believe is to follow Him, is to commit yourself to Him. It is to allow His mindsets and His beliefs to become what you build your life on. You see, that's the difference. Jesus must be Lord. It's not just a question of do you know Jesus? Not just a question of have you agreed with the message? It's a question of are you willing to submit to the Lordship of Jesus? Allow Him to reshape and transform you from the inside out. Just say right now, just say, Father God, I come to You in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. I open my life to You right now. I turn from my way of living and thinking to You. The Bible calls that repentance, meaning you're changing from thinking you're right and you're changing from you being in charge of your life to you're now declaring lordship of Jesus, and that you're turning from the ways that you used to think. Now, Holy Spirit, come empower me. I believe that Jesus died for me and rose from the dead. I believe that I receive eternal life when I make Him Lord of my life. Jesus, You're in charge now. Holy Spirit, empower me. You see, if you pray a prayer like that, you cry out to God, He'll hear you. If you acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus, and then when you begin to change your belief systems, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2, be not conformed to this world, or don't think like this world. Don't allow this world to shape your thoughts, but be ye transformed, or totally, radically changed. You know, some of us need to change a lot of things in our lives. We wonder why we're trapped, because we're still around the same old people that are doing the same old things and thinking the same old way. If you want to change your life, you better find some new friends. I say that to you right now. Love you, love them, but I'll tell you, if they're, you need to break free of some of the relationships that are keeping you in that place of addiction. Oh, I speak freedom into your life right now. I know it's hard, but by the power of God, you can do it. Some of you need to just make the decision. I always say it this way. We either need a deliverance or a decision. And I pray the power, the delivering power of God hit your life right now. I pray that God release right now in your life the ability to make a decision and stick with it. That your mind becomes strengthened. Your inner man becomes strengthened by His Spirit on the inside of you. I'm speaking words that are spirit and life. This is the gospel. You give Jesus lordship of your life, and then you begin to change. You begin to think like he thinks. You express his opinions and his attitudes towards things. Remember, it's not about what you think is right. It's about what is right. Now you ask your question, what determines our belief system? Well, we live in a day that, you know, the world and even the church itself likes to embrace, you know, certain lies that there is no absolute truth. Can I just call it what it is? He is the father of lies. It's a lie. It's a lie. As a Christian, there is absolute truth. And you can know the truth, it says in John chapter 8 and verse 33. And you can know the truth. If you continue in my word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can know the truth. It says in the word of God that grace and truth come together in Jesus Christ. You can know the truth. It says that Jesus himself spoke in John chapter 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. It says in the word of God of itself, it says that testimonies are true. It says that God is true. It says that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. So this journey for truth that you're looking for, this journey of truth that you're on, is going to be an ever-changing belief system built on the solid foundation, listen very carefully, that God cannot lie. God cannot lie. So when we agree that there is an absolute, so it's just a question of finding the absolute truth. Well, for you and me, if you're a Christian or you're on this journey, then you must look at the Word of God and you must allow something to take precedence in your life that is going to be the guiding light. You see, we understand this in light of a political system. We have our Canadian right of charters. That's our guideline for what we as Canadian citizens have a right to. You know, I'm an adopted Canadian here. I grew up in the United States. I have permanent residency here. And, you know, we have what we call the Bill of Rights. And see, we have our Constitution. And see, we need to understand that just like we have certain things that we can stand on and have authority and enforce, it's the same way as a Christian. It's the same way that the devil is trying to get a hold of people and the world is trying to convince you that anarchy is acceptable. Oh, we may not call it that way, but it, you know, the Bible says it this way, you know, for every man did that which is right in his own eyes. We like to say that if I don't agree with you, I'm intolerant. No, that's not true. I can disagree with you and be very loving. The reality of this is truth is truth. It is eternal and it is unchanging. And we need to build our lives on truth. And that truth will set you free. And that perhaps some of the things that we're experiencing in our life is because of a faulty belief system. We can recognize that perhaps with our health. You know, if you've gone all your life and you didn't have the cornerstones of proper health with proper food, nutrition, and exercise, then guess what? Our physical bodies, it takes a toll on that over a period of time. It's the same way with our emotional well-being. One of the greatest challenges today is the mental health of people. We live in a day where we are experiencing more depression and oppression and signs of mental weariness than ever before. That people's lives are so filled with stress and they're crying. I just say it to you right now. Peace. Be still. Shalom. I just heard it right now in the spirit. Jeff, there are so many people that as you said that, they're just going, yeah, that's me. But God's reaching out to you right now. He's touching you right now. Don't think about somebody else. Think about you. That God's reaching out to you because he cares about your mental health. He cares about the stress that you're under and the pressure that you're under and the fact that you feel that the walls are caving in and the fact that you feel like you're going down into a deep, dark hole that you don't know how you're going to get out. I say to you right now that in the name of Jesus, he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he reaches down into the muck and mire and he's pulling you up right now by the glorious gospel, the good news that God loves you. The good news that God has redeemed you. The good news that as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that with God all things are possible. The good news that you can have mental stability and emotional well-being. I speak healing to you right now. Healing to your mind, your will, and your emotions. I speak by the power of the Holy Spirit that God would just touch you right now and that his presence is so real with you right now. That you feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit and the warmth of his love just embracing you right now. And somehow, you don't know how, but hope is springing alive in you right now because of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, because you're choosing to believe the truth. God loves you. Not only does he love you, and not only will he walk with you right where you're at, he loves you so much he wants to help you change your belief system. I often ask a question like this. God wants to help you. I want to help you. Do you want to help yourself? You see, that's what people have to understand. There's a part you have to play in this, and the Bible says, be not conformed, or don't let your belief systems be shaped by the negativity. Don't let your belief system be controlled and shaped by the generations that have gone on behind you. Don't let your belief system be shaped by the present cultural things that have said that the Bible is not real and it's not true, and that it's okay to believe what you want to believe. No, it's not. The Bible says to hear and obey. The Bible says that I set before you life and death. Choose you this day. The Bible says that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Bible says that as you make a decision to go down the path of life, that God, the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. I say to you right now, your mental health is just one thought away. Your emotional well-being is just one thought away. Your prosperity is one thought away. I loved what Oral Roberts taught so many years ago when he said, you know, every day he needed to believe God. I think at that time it was for, you know, $300,000 or $400,000. I don't remember what it was. He said every single day, he says, you know what that is? It's one thought away from insanity. You know, this word I'm bringing to you today is the word that you need to hear. The word that there is an absolute truth that you can obey and trust, but you've got to make a decision. You've got to draw it in the line. And God's word will reveal itself to you so that you can trust that God is not a man that he should lie. Oh, all across this great network, I've declared that we're going to eradicate biblical illiteracy. Why? Because God's word is powerful. God's word is truth. God's word brings joy. God's word brings faith. And faith is springing alive in you right now. In the name of Jesus, all hope come forth. And we are attacking the foundations of the lies that the enemy has endeavored to infiltrate and control your life and keep it in a place of bondage. No, God wants you free. The Bible tells us very clearly that his people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that knowledge just isn't information. That knowledge is a personal revelation of the truth. The Bible can be trusted. And we can look at it and we can see that something is affecting our belief system. And as I taught this past week, I opened up in our series that we're teaching right now at Restoration Church. And you can get this series if you'd like it. It's called Constant, Solid Realities in a Shifting World. Just request it. Go online to restorechurch.ca. We'll get it to you. And we'll also include with it our mini book entitled Turning Trouble into Triumph. Restorechurch.ca. You can call the church office, 705-588-7600, and leave a message. We'll gladly get this series to you, or join us Sunday morning as we continue to look at these truths of building a solid foundation of God's Word and handling the tough questions. What about the teaching on heaven and hell? Is it real? What does the Bible have to say? You see, we're going to look at that, and we're going to see from the Word of God. We're going to see from the Word of God, you know, how can Christians say their way is the only way? We're going to look at from the Word of God. What about those who have never heard the message? How does that work? I'll tell you what, the Bible is so wonderful and beautiful, and God is so incredibly, can I just say it this way, awesome. He's the most awesome that you could ever imagine. He is the greatest fun that you will ever have in your life is when you come into a vital, living, real relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Can I tell you what? There's nothing like it. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's nothing like having a relationship with God. As we look at this journey on the belief system, I've attacked the buffet. The belief buffet is what I called it this past week. And listen to this. Truth is not whatever we want it to be. It is what it is. We can't change certain truths because the nature of truth is it's immutable. That means it's a big word, and it simply means unchanging. Why? Because God's nature is unchanging. Unlike us, God never changes. We need to change. And we are progressively changing. If you tell me I can't change, that's a lie. You've just bought into a lie. Of course you can change. How can you change? You change the way you live by the way you think. Because when you begin to change the way that you think, it begins to form new systems of behavior in your life. See, we're not after your behaviors. We're after your thinking. See, religion will teach it's okay if you behave right. Relationship says, no, the behavior is not the issue here. The issue is the heart. Because Jesus himself declared, your words honor me, but your heart is far from me. Folks, God's after your heart. Because if he can get your heart, remember, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Your believing emanates from your heart. The core values that make up what you think and how you respond to certain situations, that's your belief system. I could teach you so much about belief. John Maxwell had a book that he had written, and it was entitled Thinking for a Change, because so many people fail to think. God calls on us to think. Consider your ways. That's what the Bible says. Matter of fact, at the end of Psalms, many of the Psalms, it says, Salah, consider, meditate upon this. That's what I'm asking you to do today. I'm asking you to meditate and think. Oh, I heard somebody say, oh, there he goes. He's talking about meditation. That's what Eastern mysticism and stuff does. You know what? The Bible kind of meditation is totally different. They're trying to empty themselves out. We're filling ourselves up. That's what the Word of God says. Oh, I'll tell you, this journey is the most exciting journey. And in today's world, listen very carefully. You need to understand where you fellowship is one of the most important things that makes a difference. Dare say it this way, where you go to church. God loves his church. There is a church for every single person. I encourage you, be part of a local church. Become part of a body of believers that is growing together, learning together, and that they are exploring, dare I say it that way, they're exploring this adventure in faith called a relationship with God. And see, that's what it's all about. In the book of Acts, it says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine or in right believing. There is a right believing. The Bible talks about there's a right and wrong cutting of the word. You can have a right cutting of the word and a wrong understanding. You can have things that in your belief system are little foundational cracks that color everything you look at because you're looking at it through the eye of your experience. Can I tell you something? Truth is not your experience. Truth is what truth is. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, I've heard people talk about healing and I've seen people not get healed. Well, I've seen people be healed. I pray, you know, the Word of God says he sent his word and healed them. God tells us very clearly, by his stripes ye were healed. God tells us in his word that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth. And the greatest healing that can ever take place is mankind that was broken, shattered, and left in death. The greatest resurrection that ever takes place is the fact that when you become born again and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you change your belief system to a new set of beliefs and no longer are controlled by the world but are a follower of Christ, that something happens. You become what the Bible says is born again. You become born from above, hallelujah. Recreated, and your DNA changes, and there's something different about you. You're no longer the same. And can I tell you what? When you're no longer the same, things begin to change. It's just how much fertilizer are you going to pour on it? How much good water and atmosphere are you going to give the seed that's on the inside of you? That's why it's important to sit under the Word of God. That's why the preaching of the gospel, the good news. What is the good news? Jesus said to repent, to change what you're thinking and think a new way. Quit thinking like the world and start thinking like the kingdom. How does the kingdom work? Then we learn, how does the kingdom of God works? The kingdom of God works opposite of the world. The way up is down. The way to authority is submission. Oh, folks, this is an awesome time. I'm having so much fun in this series because I'm eradicating biblical illiteracy. You see, belief buffet is this. A buffet-style religion where you pick and choose. You know, when you go to a buffet, some people go straight to the dessert, some go to the soup, some go to the meat, some go to the vegetables, some take a little bit of everything. And I want to encourage you, just because something might initially rub us the wrong way doesn't mean that it's untrue. In those cases, usually we're misunderstanding it or we're trying to grasp it solely through our intellect, our feelings, rather than through God's revelation. God is not discerned through our mind, but through our spirit. You hear that? God is not discerned through our mind, but through our spirit. In the same way, just because we like something doesn't necessarily mean it's truth. Truth is not dependent on our likes, our dislikes, or feelings. truth is just what it is. Let's let that sit for a moment. Truth is what it is. I might have rubbed you the wrong way this morning. One of the greatest quotes I ever heard from a preacher. Can't remember who it is. I've said it so many times. I've now adopted it to myself. I don't know if it was Billy Sunday or Charles Finney, one of the great revivalists and preachers of times gone by. And he said this, the job of the preacher is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. The same word that I preach right now that brings strength and hope is the same word that brings the convicting power of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Why? Because it says that He is the Holy Spirit. He leads us into all truth. It says that He will convict us of our unrighteousness, of the arenas that we're moving. What does it mean? It means bring us to a place of illumination and understanding that, hey, let's get in alignment with what the Word of God says and what God's heart is for you and for me. You see, the Holy Spirit is at work amongst us right now. We've got to stand up for our nation. We've got to recognize that we've got to stand up for our children. We've got to stand up for our communities, and we've got to become solid, unshakable, and stable in the midst of uncertain times, and that our belief systems never change. Whoever's in government doesn't change my belief system. No, whatever society says is culturally is okay for today doesn't change my belief system. You see, the Bible is not just a book. It's a book of the character and nature of God, revealing God's heart and a progressive revelation of a loving God. You can't just pick and choose what you want. Either accept it as truth. Oh, sure, there's going to be questions. That's why the Bible says trust. That's why there's faith. But as I said earlier, there's not an issue with the Bible and science. We'll give you some of those answers and send you on a journey that'll show you that when you look at many things, they're just a belief system. Oh, I believe that. I don't believe that. You see, people pick and choose what they believe all the time. Don't tell me you can't. It's just our standard of belief and our has to be the Word of God. And that truth is what truth is. And that truth, the Holy Spirit of truth, the Word of truth, Jesus is grace and truth come together. God's ways are perfect, and it says God is a God of truth. God is not a man that he should lie. So we need to continue on this journey of being constant, unshakable, solid truths in the midst of an ever-shifting world. You can be solid. I'd like to encourage you, if you don't have a church home, come join us on Sundays at 10:30. Right there in the valley, 1621 Valley View Road. Join us online. We get several people, you know, that are very faithful online. They watch us online. We have people in country and out of country that watch us online, in city and out of town. You know, some go back onto the website and watch the archive messages. We'd like you to partner with us. Will you partner with us? Get involved in what God's doing through Restoration Church and through Give Me the Word broadcast going all across the north and around the world. We love you. God loves you. We're here to pray for you. We have an incredible prayer team. Oh, KFM has the great prayer lines. Yes, but we're here to pray for you too. If you'd like a copy of that constant series, get a hold of us. Go to restorechurch.ca or call the church office, 705-588-7600. Remember, this weekend, plunge in the park. Plunge in the park, 10 o'clock. Bell Park, right there. Join citywide baptisms. If you've not been baptized and you'd like to be baptized, get a hold of us today. Or you can even call All Nations Church. They started it many years ago, and a lot of churches have joined together with them. It's a celebration of unity, and I encourage you, come be unified. And people have asked me, Pastor Jeff, is there still going to be service in the valley? Yeah, we've still got a group of people in the valley. A bunch of us are going to be at the baptism. Pastor May and I are going to be there doing baptisms from people in our fellowship, and I'll tell you what, but there's still going to be something going on in the valley. So be encouraged. Fellowship someplace this weekend. Remember, God loves you. We love you. Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon. For all your Poured Foundation needs, call 969-1626.